Thank you and good afternoon. It's nice to see a room full of people interested in the effects of the Affordable Care Act. So in this presentation, what we're going to look at is the dependent coverage provision and its impact on out-of-pocket spending for young adults with behavioral health conditions. I'd like to begin by acknowledging my co-authors, Mir Ali, who is with me in the Center for Behavioral Health Statistics at the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, is here in the audience. If we have time for questions, please direct all difficult ones to him. I'd also like to acknowledge my colleagues at the University of Maryland School of Public Health. By way of disclosures, my co-authors and I don't have any financial relationships or otherwise to disclose, and what we're presenting in this presentation does not reflect the views of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Okay, by way of background, young adults, we're talking 19 to 25-year-olds, are generally healthy. However, they face a number of financial challenges. There is a lower employment rate, and that's due in part to the fact that a lot of these individuals are students. Median income is low; it's below $10,000, and so that means that even small out-of-pocket medical expenses can impose financial hardship on these individuals. And in fact, a substantial percent, 42%, have problems with medical bills. So prior to the Affordable Care Act, young adults in the U.S. Had lower levels of insurance coverage compared to other age groups, and the transition from adolescence to young adulthood was associated with the loss of health insurance coverage. Compared to the individuals with insurance, young adults without health insurance had higher rates of not receiving care, had greater difficulty paying their medical bills. So, enter the dependent coverage mandate provision of the Affordable Care Act. It allows young adults to remain on their parents' private insurance plans up to age 26. And their eligibility is not impacted by where they live. It's not impacted by their marital status. It's not impacted by whether they're in school or not. This is a popular provision of the Affordable Care Act. It went into effect in September 2010, so that's earlier than other provisions of the Affordable Care Act went into effect. So, what's been the impact of this provision? Well, it's reduced the number of uninsured adults by at least 3 million. There have been some studies that have come out and looked at its effect on healthcare use. They found that overall there hasn't been an increase in healthcare use. However, there has been an increase in service utilization by individuals with a behavioral health condition. Prior to the ACA, there were differences in lack of insurance by race and ethnicity. This has been associated with, for example, employment is part of that. And with this difference in insurance coverage comes variations in out-of-pocket expenses and access and utilization. So we want to look at the effect of this provision overall, but also by race and ethnicity. So what we're going to try to do in this particular study is we look at the young adult mandate's impact on out-of-pocket share of total health expenses for a population with a behavioral health condition. We're going to look at total expenses here, not just behavioral health expenses, but all expenses, but for young adults with a behavioral health condition, and we're also going to do this by race and ethnic group. Our data source is the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. The MEPS is sponsored by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. It is a nationally representative survey of the U.S. civilian non-institutionalized population. What we are going to do is we're going to look at 2008 to 2009, the pre-implementation period again, so the dependent coverage mandate went into effect in 2010, so we're going to use years 2008 and 2009 as a pre-implementation period, and then the post-implementation period is going to be 2011 and 2012. We're going to use the clinical classification software, which aggregates ICD-9 codes into 256 mutually exclusive categories. We use the CCS to identify individuals with a diagnosed behavioral health condition. And we look at out-of-pocket payment as a share of total health expenses. So our dependent variable in the multivariate analysis is going to be out-of-pocket payments as a share of total health spending, and we adjust it to constant dollars using the medical care component of the CPI. So we're going to use a difference in differences approach to estimate the impact of the dependent coverage mandate. We're going to treat it as a natural experiment. What we do is we look at out-of-pocket share of total health expenditures for those age 19 to 25. That's the group that's targeted by this provision compared to a comparison group of 27 to 29-year-olds. They're similar in some ways, so we're going to use that as our comparison group. And again, the pre-period of 2008 and 2009 and the post-period of 2011 and 2012. We have two models. The first model controls for gender, marital status, education, family income, urbanicity of residence in U.S. Census region. That's going to be model one. Model two is going to add controls for self-reported physical and mental health. And we're also going to look at the provision's impact by race and ethnicity. Okay, so our dependent variable is a proportion. It's out-of-pocket payments as a share of total health expenses. And when you have a proportion as a dependent variable, things can get a little interesting analytically. So our main results are going to be, we're going to use the 0-1 inflated beta or Zoib model. And what that does is it treats when the dependent variable is a 0 or a 1, it treats those as different processes than when the dependent variable is in between 0 and 1. And that sort of makes sense. An individual with out-of-pocket share of total expenses equal 1, probably they might be uninsured, they might have a high deductible health plan. So they're going to be different than an individual where the out-of-pocket share is in between 0 and 1. So the Zoib model is going to work well for that. The effect of the dependent coverage mandate is going to be indicated by the interaction between the treatment group, those 19 to 25-year-olds, and the post-implementation period, 2011 to 2012. So we're going to see what happens to the group affected by the provision after the provision takes effect. And the MEPS yields national estimates, and we use the survey weight, so the results are going to be nationally representative. All right, so in this table, what we look at is basically a comparison of 19 to 25-year-olds and 27 to 29-year-olds. They're similar in a lot of respects. The 27 to 29-year-olds are more likely to be married. They're more likely to have completed more education, but in other respects, they're similar. Okay, so this is going to be the results of our difference in difference analysis. There's a lot of numbers up there. What we want you to focus in on is that the coefficient of minus 1.07 with the arrow pointed at right there. So you can see that's the interaction of the target group, 19 to 25-year-olds, in the post-implementation period, 2011 to 2012, and we find a statistically significant effect for the group where the out-of-pocket payment share of total health expenses equals 1. So this is the folks who basically all their health expenses are out-of-pocket, and we found that for this group in the post-implementation period, there's a lower odds of that happening. Again, if you exponentiate that coefficient, you get an odds ratio. Okay, so statistically significant impact. Basically, what we see here is that the dependent coverage mandate lowers the odds for the target population in the post-implementation period of having all of their out-of-pocket expenses, or sorry, all of their healthcare expenses be out-of-pocket. And again, this is for a population with a diagnosed behavioral health condition. So we're focusing in on that group. Okay, and so this slide shows the results by race and ethnicity. And so what you want to do is, again, look at out-of-pocket share equals 1. You want to look at for Latinos, African-Americans, and other races. And so, again, the target population in the post-implementation period for these racial and ethnic minority groups, there's an impact there of reducing the odds of having all of your expenses be out of pocket. So again, the impact of this legislation was particularly felt for these racial and ethnic minority groups. So we wanted to do some robustness checks since, again, the dependent variable is a little bit tricky. So we also did this analysis using logistic regression where we transformed the dependent variable to be 1 if the out-of-pocket share was greater than 75%, and we found the exact same result that in the for the target population in the post-implementation period, there was a lower share of this group with lower odds of having a high out-of-pocket share, and that was true as well for racial and ethnic minorities. And then we did a linear regression with the dependent variable equal to out-of-pocket share, and the results were consistent across the board. So we feel pretty confident in what we found. So what does it all mean? Well, it basically means that after that the dependent coverage mandate had an effect for the population with a behavioral health condition of lowering the odds of having high levels of out-of-pocket spending as a share of total health expenses, and that this was particularly true for racial and ethnic minorities. And remember, this is important for this population. Young adults have lower incomes, and so even small out-of-pocket payments can be financially very consequential. So this lowers, we found that the dependent coverage mandate lowers the likelihood of having this high out-of-pocket share. Again, this is for a behavioral health population. Now, with the MEPS, we were unable to separate out the population with mental and substance use disorders. We were unable to conduct separate analyses. And our study doesn't allow us to tell what types of expenditures changed, whether they changed the reductions in payments to providers or changes in treatment types or quantities. Okay, so what we're doing here is looking at out-of-pocket share of total health expenses. Prior to the enactment of the ACA, there were some variations in the state level in provisions that enabled young adults to stay on their parents' employer-sponsored health insurance plans. These state-level laws differed quite a bit in their age cutoffs and who could be covered, for example, whether you had to be a full-time student, whether you had to be whether you were married or not. And so these laws existed prior to the implementation of the ACA. We were unable to control for the existence of these laws, and so that's going in the pre-implementation period, so that's going to impart a conservative bias to our findings. Another limitation is that there's been some research that found that the dependent coverage mandate increased young adults' perceptions of having excellent mental health. And so the populations of young adults with behavioral health conditions in the pre- and post-implementation periods may be a bit different because the dependent coverage mandate changed people's perceptions of mental health. So that's something to bear in mind. Okay, so future research. Well, we would like to analyze the population of young adults with mental illness and substance use disorder separately. We'd like to dig a bit deeper into see what changes in utilization of services may have occurred in the pre- and post-implementation period. And we'd like to examine what the impacts of the provision were on other measures of financial insecurity, such as unpaid debt and such as medical bills. That's where we'd like to go, and thank you so much for your attention.